Welcome! We on?
Yep.
Is this live?
It's live.
Welcome to episode 90. That's right.
Oh.
90.
Class of 90. That's me.
Represent. Welcome to episode 90 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer and a little bit of coffee. I'm Mike.
And I'm Bane. In tonight's episode? No. In tonight's episode, I'm Chris, and we're going to be drinking beers from Devil's Backbone Brewing out of Virginia somewhere. Lexington? Or
I think they're
somewhere.
In Richmond, actually. Richmond. Right outside of Richmond.
Richmond down there.
They're a big mid-Atlantic beer, which...
Lexington. I had it right the first time.
Oh, Lexington. Isn't that where the Liberty University is?
I don't know. But is that where they're carrying torches around now? Is that what's happening?
Because of the solar eclipse?
No. You know, one torch is okay. That's for exploring a cave. Any more torches than that? It's trouble.
Are you going out to Frankenstein or something like that?
No, you didn't see the Charlestown, like in South Carolina, where like the Nazis are all out marching in the streets and stuff?
In Charleston?
In South Carolina or somewhere.
Really? Because I'm going there for the eclipse. This is like a Nazi haven?
Yeah, apparently so.
In South Carolina?
Yeah.
That's ugly.
All right. The first beer we have from Devil's Backbone is
It's okay to hate Nazis, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They're Berliner.
Speaking of which,
Metro Weiss, German style sour ale.
Sour. That's exciting.
Yep.
Let's try that one. I'm all a quiver.
I've got a fresh glass because I don't want to taint any flavors here.
No tainting. Put me in this one. It's a new glass too. Now.
All right.
Here's the only challenge with these Devil's Backbone. They've been aging.
All right.
So well, let it mellow it in a glass.
So the head we lost pretty much immediately.
Babe, look at the bubbles on this son of a bitch.
It's got a champagne look to it.
This thing is effervescent. Like, yeah,
it's got
exactly.
a champagne
it's like
look
champagne.
To it.
Ooh, but it smells like a sour.
Yep.
You can get that.
Yep.
What is that? It's like almost like ocean water. Like,
yep.
Oh, I think it's going to taste good.
Oh, shit!
It's a sour, all right.
God damn, that's intense.
Oh, fuck.
That is not even mellow.
It's not mellow.
There's no joke on that at all. That thing right... Pow! Worse than a freaking Pacific Northwest IPA. That is some intense shit.
That is strong.
I'm getting a little brine.
Now, it's got a strong tart... taste to it. It doesn't have any like fruitiness.
No.
And it doesn't. I wouldn't put it into the bile category.
I was gonna say it's not bile. It's not garbage. It's good. It's more salty. More savory. It's a savory sour.
It's got that tartness though. That's crazy.
That's
sour
good,
beers.
Though.
Every time you drink a sour beer, it's just. You don't know quite what kind of sour you're going to get. This is good. This is actually kind of refreshing.
Tart. It is very refreshing, especially with the profiles we've been dealing with earlier. This is really fucking good, man.
Whoa, but that is sour.
We're going to have to put the big E on this episode for explicit. But it is sour. It's tangy, but it is not. You're right. It's not the bile. It's not the garbage juice. It's like that high lemon, high citrus tang. But it has a little bit of that salty flavor to it. Are you doing the prep that we forgot to do ahead of time and looking up the beer? I'll try to stall. So this is part of... So Devil's Backbone have some standard beers, but then they have a couple of specialty beers they do with the non-marketing labels.
Oh, jeez. When was I born? Come on.
It's part of their rare series.
78? Is that
72.
Good enough? January 1st, 1978.
Any 70s, I think, works now.
All right. Our beer.
But, you know, their label is interesting. It looks like it's a notebook label from high school, like it was ripped out. And this one is a Berliner Metro Weiss German-style sour ale. And it is... quite the sour ale. I don't think we talked about the color so much. It's a pale, pale golden ale. I know you joke about things looking at urine, but this straight up looks like that color, but not as sour as urine. You know, the urine I drink isn't very sour.
Did you say urine?
What?
Urine?
Urine.
yeah, they don't... Let's see.
Urine trouble.
All right, Berliner Metro Weiss, pale, strong color with light body and a tart, refreshing acidity.
Very tart.
Our award-winning German-style sour ale is back. Prost! 2.9 ABVs.
2.9? 2.9?
What?
That's light. That's almost like water.
This on the bottle it says 3.9. But yeah, that's a light beer.
I was going to say, something seems smelling like it's hot.
Oh, yeah. 9 IBUs. That's the oven. That's good. That's okay.
But we're liking that beer.
This is from the Rare series. They've won a number of different prizes for this, 2012 through 2014. In particular, the Virginia Craft Brewers Festival Best of Show, bronze, and gold, and Best of Craft Beer Awards, gold, Berliner Weiss. They're racking them up. Good job, DB. Now, I've had mixed feelings about DB beers. I think I sometimes get their IPAs. I'll be honest, their pale ales, their IPAs, I haven't been a huge fan of. But
their lager is good.
Their other flavored beers,
yeah,
I like more.
Their 8-point IPA is okay. I like it. But they have another one. I think we're sampling it tonight. The black lager. That's good. But their gold leaf lager, which I did not bring tonight.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of places now are kind of specializing in IPAs or pale ales. And they're like, okay, yeah, we might have one or two other beers. These guys, I feel like they do a better job at
other beers.
Spread things around.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'll give them that. This is very good.
I mean, for a sour, it delivers, and it doesn't have any of the, you know, that bile after bite, like I just puked and now I have that taste in my mouth kind of feel. It's actually just pure tart. It is refreshing, and especially in the summer with this humidity, it's fantastic.
Yeah, this is a refreshing beer. All right, guys, we've got a Listomania.
Listomania!
Right, we'll probably break this one over two episodes, but 25 interesting beer facts that will leave you tipsy.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna mix down a Listomania mix sound. Listomania!
Y'all, you gotta skip that.
No, I gotta skip this. Hold on.
Skip that. Skip the tutorial. Skip that. Skip that. No, there you go. All right, Amsterdam pays alcoholics in beer. For cleaning the city streets, alcoholics get 10 euros.
Localholics.
Half a pack of rolling tobacco and 5 beers as payment by a government-funded organization.
Can you try that again in English?
So if you're a drunk, go to Amsterdam.
Wait, go back, repeat.
Did I do bad at that?
Well, no, I just didn't hear it because I wasn't listening.
All right, folks, 25 interesting beer facts that will leave you tipsy. 25, Amsterdam pays alcoholics in beers. For cleaning the city streets, local alcoholics get 10 euros, half a pack of rolling tobacco, and 5 beers as payment by a government-funded organization.
Oh, how do you get to Amsterdam?
Drink 5 beers.
Practice, practice, practice.
All right, number 24, Steve Petrosino of New Cumberland, Pennsylvania, downed 1 liter of beer, or 33 ounces, in a chilly 1.3 seconds in 1977, which made him a world beer-chugging champion, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wait. 1.3 seconds he drank how many?
A liter of beer.
A liter? And then 1.3? Wow.
33 ounces. That's like 3 cans of beer or 2 pints. Number 23. Beer is one of the world's oldest prepared beverages, possibly dating back to the Neolithic or 9,500 BC.
Is this a spit beer from...
Yeah.
Is it?
Pots and stuff. Yucky stuff. In 1814, almost 400,000 gallons of beer flooded several streets in London after a huge vat ruptured in the parish of St. Giles. Scary stuff there, guys. Watch out for the beer nami.
I meant to laugh. If you saw our wizard video, I'm about to go, oh, and all the yellow lights will be flashing with that.
Number 21, the world's strongest beer is Brewmeister Snake Venom. While regular beer usually has about 5% ABV, this Scottish killer has a stomach burning 67.5% alcohol by volume.
That's not a beer.
That's not a beer.
That's not even an alcohol.
Like, I just throw up looking at this beer because it's thick and nasty.
Strong.
All right. Let's do a couple more. What do you say? Number 20. Stanford researchers found that beer bubbles create a gravity-defying loop. Bubbles head up in the center where frictional drag from the glass is less.
Boring. Go to 21.
And,
or 19.
The ancient Egyptians built the pyramids under the influence. According to Patrick McGovern, an archaeologist from the University of Pennsylvania, workers at Giza received about 4 liters of beer a day. That reminds me of that Lucas Brothers joke.
What was that?
They're all standing around, and they're like, you know, they were joking about how people say, oh man, they're working me like a slave. And then they're like, well, what did the people back in the Egyptian time build the pyramid? They're like looking around like, yeah, treat me like a... Oh, all these other guys here. I guess that's fair.
They have no reference point. Got it.
All right, that's number 18. Funny. Beer prevents kidney stones.
I've never had a kidney stone, have you?
Nope.
Guarantee you.
Don't need to read farther than that.
Must be true.
Number 17, beer commercials in the U.S. aren't really allowed to show people actually drinking the beer. Really?
That's true. You can't drink booze on a commercial.
It's a U.S. law that people cannot actually be shown consuming alcoholic beverages on the television.
Actually, I don't even see them drink beer in the TV shows either.
The study of beer and beer making even has an official scientific name. Zythology. It derives from the Greek word zythos, beer, and logos, study. All right. And we'll stop at number 16 and pick up from 15 on the next episode of CNBC
podcast. Number 16 is what?
Beer.
What's 16?
That was 16, the one I just said.
Oh, the Zylogos?
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to these DB beers.
Dick bag. Douchebag. Deutsche Bank.
Oh, did we only... Same. We're still on the first one, aren't we?
We have not even had a second beer yet.
All right,
quite the filler episode.
We might get back to the Listomania later in the episode, then.
Probably, man. Yeah, we could do a couple
this
more.
This is
it's you, very did you refreshing. Finish it? I did. I want more, but I also know I have to save myself for future episodes.
It's hard to, you know. It's not a chugging beer. It's a relaxing and enjoying the beer. But it's very interesting and tasty. All right, DB, what do you got for us next?
Come on, DB, bring it on. Whoa. This is a good thing we're not doing Facebook Live because there's a lot of editing room floor coming for this one. Do you know how to use a bottle opener?
This is from Devil's Backbone Brewing Company out of Lexington, Virginia, as I said earlier. This is Black Lager German style Schwarz beer.
Schwarz beer!
Another German beer from DB.
May the Schwarz be with you.
All right.
Are you actually giving it to me to pour first?
Yes, I need to find an empty glass.
So I happen to be a big fan of this particular beverage.
Yeah? You like Black Lagers?
I've had this before, and I particularly like their Black Lager.
Now, is this... This is different than those smoky. This isn't a Rush beer.
This is not a Rush beer. This is not a smoky beer. This is a straight up But oh my gosh. All right. So on the color on this, it is completely opaque, like a giant porter or stout. You cannot see light through it. Barely like a little bit of red glow when you hold it up to the light, but it is incredibly dark.
What do you smell? You smell anything there?
Well, I poured it in the the Jameson's glass, so I'm a little bit tainted. Do you still smell
that? I don't smell...
But it doesn't have
I get a little bit of coffee, maybe. A little bit of the porter.
I don't... See, now, when you taste it, go ahead and taste it, because I don't remember getting any coffee at all from this lager.
I get...
It's malty.
Uh-huh.
But it is not porter. It's not doesn't have that salty finish. It's straight up like a lager with a little bit of heft. So Chris, for all those of you watching at home, is closing his eyes, trying not to look at the
really
color.
I'm really trying to catch the flavor.
It does not fit the color.
Yeah, yeah.
If you drink this out of the bottle that's what it is. And didn't see the color, like just taste it. Like this is a good lager. It's a very malty lager.
It's so weird how much the color
influences what influences. You think it's. Yeah.
Because it is. It's like a light lager.
It does not, but it's got more going on than just.
It does. It's not like a Budweiser or something. Black licorice or something like that?
Do you think? I don't get black licorice.
I get something sweet.
But I think that's the malt.
Yeah. Derived from the recipes of medieval Germanic brewers, our black lager embodies a millennium of refinement. Schwarzbier, literally black beer, originates from Eastern Germany and is a window into pre-modern brewing. Medieval brewers browned barley over open flames. Today we get the characteristically subtle roasted flavor by using the finest toasted malts. This sophisticated little gem is fermented with lager yeasts and finishes quick and dry. Take this modern treasure home to your castle today. Subtle, smooth coffee. Base camp favorites represent our core brewing principle.
Balance. I don't get coffee. It's like straight up just a lager with a little bit more oomph.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of it, though. This is like I want a beer that's not going to have the big bitter bite of an IPA. This is the one for me.
5.1%.
Ooh, that's pretty heavy.
22 IBUs.
It's a good tasting beverage.
This is a year-round release from Devil's Backbone.
And I really like it. I've had it many times. I go back for it. I'd get a sixer of this in a second.
All right, let's do 5 more interesting beer facts.
All right, you keep going with that.
Number 15, the most beer-drinking country in the world is the Czech Republic, with an incredible per capita beer consumption of almost 40 gallons a year. The Czechs are way out in front of the beer-drinking World League table. Number 14, the world's most expensive beer is Belgium's Vieille Bon Secours. One bottle costs around 1,000 American dollars.
Wait, what was that one?
A Belgian beer, Vieille Bon Secours. One bottle, $1,000.
That's beer. Crazy.
I thought that
pricey.
Sam Adams beer was expensive.
That barley?
That thing.
That triple barley. I'll tell you, those Czechs, man, per capita.
Oh, they drink a lot of beer.
That means like 6-year-olds are pounding beers.
Experimenting with beer has taken many forms. John Lubbock, an 18th century English biologist, studied the behavior of beer on drunken ants.
Ants?
Some very happy ants. Old Vikings believe that in their heaven, called Valhalla, there's a giant goat whose udder provides an unlimited supply of...
beer.
Yeah.
I saw the end of Doctor Strange. He made Thor's beer thing keep filling back up.
Number 11, nowadays there are about 400 types of beer in the world. Belgium is the country that has the most individual beer brands. What? I do not believe that. United
States of America. 5,000 breweries, we must have that.
Burke.
It's a Eurocentric article.
All right. We're at number 10. Let's save 10 till after the next beer from Devil's Backbone. What do you say?
Okay, I say let's do it.
All right, DB, what do you got for us next?
Oh, let's get the big DB. It's a smokehouse porter, smoked porter ale.
All right.
Do you think it'll have a smoky porter taste?
It's
It's good. There's a lot of smoked
words. Smokehouse Porter Smoked Porter Ale. Ready for this one, guys? It's going to sound just like the other ones. Oh, hold on a second. Much better. Chris? What a beautiful sound, people. Here we go. Listen to this. Just hear those bubbles pop up. Excellent, excellent tan head.
Now, is this thick, a barrel-aged bulbous, thing or not?
Opaque in color, slight red ruby coming through when you hold it directly to the light.
Smoked porter.
Smoked porter, smokehouse, smokey, smoke, smoke. I'm going to go grab a smoke. Oh, smells like hickory and bacon right there. You smell that?
I smelled smokiness.
It is straight up like a... Yeah, it's like definitely, there's no bullshit on that one. Ooh.
Woo!
Wow.
So it's interesting about smoked porters versus barrel-aged beers, because you get that really, that smokiness that oftentimes you get in barrel-aged beers, but you don't get the whiskey or that
right.
kind of flavors from it. It's good.
Bacon hickory.
Yeah.
This tastes like a good old Houston's Hickory Burger. Anybody remember Houston's back in the day? What are those beers called? What are they called? What's the special German name
Rush,
for them?
Rush beers.
Yeah, this tastes like those.
Yep, this is... Yeah, I would put that in this in that category, and we can say we had a bunch of German beers tonight.
Yeah, we definitely went Steinig style.
Nine!
We only had three, though. Dad joke.
Oh boy.
All right, so take us on another five on the list, man.
All right, I'm gonna do it. All right, number 10, ancient Babylonians were so serious about brewing beer that if anybody brewed a bad batch, they would drown him in it as a punishment.
What? They should bring that rule back.
Yes.
Bring that back.
If you're a brewer and you brew a bad batch.
That is not bad. That's a good rule. Because that'll keep us down. And then we know that every time we got beer, it was good.
Good brewers only.
Exactly. I can see. Let's bring that back.
Number 9. Cenocephalophobia is the fear of an empty beer glass. Terrifying phobia indeed. I'm very scared of that. That's why right now I'm keeping two glasses.
He currently has three glasses of beer.
And I'm keeping... Making sure they're
and
not.
Something else is beeping at us.
The oldest drinkable beer in the world was found in 2010 in an early 19th century shipwreck discovered near Finland. The beer was
Finland.
Preserved in bottles by the cold abyss, and it tasted very old with some burnt notes and an acidic aftertaste. I bet.
But you know, with the Monty Python love that I have, I will be bringing a Finland reference later.
The first professional brewers were all women, called brewsters. The women had to be very beautiful to be able to become brewsters. I don't know.
Is that like the big women that hold all the things?
The world's largest beer festival is Oktoberfest, held annually in Munich, Germany. We all know what that is.
Septemberfest?
I'd like to go there sometime.
I would like to do that sometime.
That'd be fun.
I think we're too old, though. If we haven't done it yet, we might have missed the train.
At any time, 0.7% of the world's population is drunk.
And 0.7% of the time, I am not.
100% of right now.
I'm drunk.
The people in this room are drunk.
I agree with that. We have delicious tater tot.
This means 50 million people are drunk right now.
In the world?
Beer is obviously the main contributor to the drunkenness. Number 4, the foamy head is a very important part of the beer. It's formed by a complex carbon dioxide reaction and can say a lot about the quality of the beer. If the head is missing, it can mean that the beer is flat and bland tasting. True dat.
All the beers we've had tonight have been quite effervescent in their heading.
Beer and marijuana have some more in common than you would think.
Beer's hops are in the same family of flowering plants as marijuana.
Yes, the cannabis and the hop are cousins.
Mm-hmm. Beer strengthens bones.
What? It's
rich in silicon that increases calcium deposits and minerals for bone tissue. Well, you know, that's why we should drink more beer.
Agreed. And fuck your liver.
And the number one interesting beer fact that will leave you tipsy. American President George Washington had his own brew house on the grounds of Mount Vernon.
Devil's Backbone.
Oh.
Keeping it all in real into this episode. Mount Vernon, Virginia. Devil's Backbone, Virginia. Tater Tots, Virginia. So, shall we wrap it up, sir?
Yes, we shall.
All right, so what's our final verdict on the beers tonight?
I'm going to go with the Berliner Metro Weiss.
And why is that, sir?
I just like that refreshing flavor to it, especially because I kept thinking I was outside mowing the lawn, doing some work, like getting stuff ready for the move and putting the roof on the
like Jeep, walking out for 3 seconds in a DC
just
heat.
Sweaty and hot and miserable. That would have been perfect. It was a very refreshing beer.
I agree. And I know lately we've been linking up at the seams with that one, but I got to go with the Black Lager.
Okay.
Because that beer, like I really did dig that sour, because of sours, it was perfect in its taste and didn't have any offending things. It was very, very tart and extreme, but the Black Lager for me is like a good balance of flavors without overwhelming on anything. Good middle-of-the-road beer, and I could drink that all night, all day.
Oh, yeah. All right. Close it out.
All right. Well, hey, we've reached the end, son. Thanks for listening to CNBC Episode 90. Class of 90, Chris.
Yep.
You can subscribe to our podcast feed on any of your direct subscribers or go directly to CNBCpodcast.com.
Facebook.com/CNBCpodcast, YouTube.com/CNBCpodcast, Twitter @CNBCpodcast, CNBCpodcast@gmail.com. That's all our social media stuff. I think we're going to need a story or something to beef up this episode.
All right, so a story. What kind of story?
No, like a beer story.
A beer story? But I haven't done anything interesting. What interesting beer stories do we have?
Beer.
Oh, you mean like an article?
Yeah.
Oh, I got one. Hold on.
I'm not just making shit up. What are you...
All right, hold on. There's all these articles about companies acquiring other companies. How about Left Hand introduces Milk Stout Nitro cans?
Oh, I've got a good list of mania.
Oh, yeah?
We can split this over two episodes.
I have How to Drink Well When You Travel. Is that a good article?
That sounds pretty good.
It's from New York Times.
I'm going to do this list of mania one.
Why is it not letting me do it?
Whoa.
Okay, well, my computer sucks. Don't take that sinner from me.
Oh, don't take that sinner from me. Oh, beeping.
Oh, my heart stopped.